Hey, hey, hey. I'm just a life coach with a podcast, but you can just call me J. Nicole. This podcast is mostly about the random things that I call life, with a sprinkle of affirmations, a few things to keep you inspired, and a whole lot of testimonials, but so much more. And they're all from real life situations and happenings. Most of the time, they're through my perspective, but I guarantee you'll understand where I'm coming from. So I hope that you will come, sit a spell, feel better than when you arrived, but most importantly, stick around to like and subscribe. I'll be here on a bi-weekly basis to help you stay focused, driven, following your purpose, but most importantly, to smile. Thank you again for joining me. And remember, you can just call me J. Nicole. Peace and blessings. Hey, 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 it's your girl, just call me J. Nicole. And I know, guys, I've been away for a while. Your girl been stressing. And so I want to have a very personal conversation with you all. I always have a personal conversation with you all anyway, so we'll just keep going, right? So recently, I've realized that I've been doing a lot of struggling. I have been stressing, and it has nothing to do per se with how 2020 is going, but yet it has a lot to do with what 2020 has gone on. We have had the social injustices be at an all-time high. We have had this pandemic that we are still currently in. And then we have the presidential and the political things going on, right? But I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret. If I hadn't shared this already, your girl is a little bit of an overachiever. So during the pandemic, you know, everyone decided to dig deep into their repertoire and figure out some things that they can do while we were in this quarantine state, right? One of my things is that I'm a creative. I love to do things that let my creative side loose, so to speak. I love all things arts and craft. I'm an artsy crafty kind of person, artsy fartsy, if you want to call a thing. And so your girl decided that she was going to get into the wonderful world of vinyl printing. And the vinyl printing turned into, oh, wow, I want to do this other type of printing called sublimation. And that really took off for me as well. And even before I got to the printing side of things, I said, well, this is a great time to learn how to sew. So your girl now has a Cricut with tons of vinyl, two sewing machines, because, you know, one was enough, right? And I officially am the owner of three different printers. Yeah, you heard it. But not only that, I had also started on my doctorate before the pandemic and was like, you know what? I'm going to use my school for all that it's worth because I teach, right? And they were offering a gifted program at their expense. I would become certified to teach gifted students just as much as I am qualified and certified to teach special education students. So your girl's doing that. Then I decided, oh, well, all these places are offering all of these free classes with grants and whatnot. And I can use that for one, my business, because I also decided to become a certified life coach. Yeah, your girl did that too. And also, it will be beneficial for my nonprofit. In case you guys did not know, I have a nonprofit organization that specializes in supporting financial needs of those who are either caregivers or those who are challenged with critical and critical needs. So that can be cancer related. It can be an illness that will not allow you to go out and make a life or a living for yourself, or you're caring for those who are in that particular type of state. So I had all these big goals and aspirations, and the world is crumbling down on me. Now I know everything about therapy. I'm a life coach myself, as I said before, so I know how to pour into people and build them up. I know the things that I need to tell them. I know how to map things out. And yet, here I was not properly mapping out anything for myself. I was literally planning to fail because I did not have a plan on how I would structure things. So I did the next best thing, which was I was like, you know what? I'll get a planner and I'll put things down and I'm going to have specific days that I'm going to do my classwork assignments for this and classwork assignments on that. And I will only work my full-time job during the daytime when I'm having to work. And I'll still be able to have time for the other things in life. Who out there knows that 24 hours is just that? 24 hours is 24 hours, no matter what day it is, no matter what time you are looking at it now. It says it's a 1:51 p.m. on a Wednesday. And guess what? I only have 24 hours in this one day, although it is 1:51 p.m. on a Wednesday. So having a planner is not the only thing that you need in life. I just, y'all, because your girl also had quarantine 19, the COVID-19 got you. It got the 19 pounds on me, man. No, seriously, I fell victim to being in isolation, being in quarantine, and lacking the movement that my body needs so that I wouldn't put on weight. Cancer survivor. From thyroid cancer. I also have an inoperable thyroid gland, so my metabolism does not look like how it looked like 20 years ago. Okay, so I've gained some weight. I'm starting to feel it. I can feel the heaviness of who I am, not just the weight of the world, the weight of everything that I call myself putting on me. I feel the weight of my body in addition to the weight of everything that I decided to put on myself. So I sought out a trainer, a coach, and we're having conversations via text. And he said something that was very profound. I'm going to share with you. He says, when you say yes to something or someone, you are saying no to everything else that we could be doing while fulfilling that yes. Y'all, I can just, as my pastor would say, I could just end the sermon right here. But I want us to really listen to that one message. When we say yes to something or someone, we're saying no to everything else. So when I was saying yes, although I was saying yes to me, I was saying yes to the wrong bucket being filled. I was saying yes to a bucket that was already so very filled that it was saturating other parts outside that bucket. It was spilling over. And because I kept saying yes instead of saying no, the things that were already in the bucket, if you've ever seen how when you're constantly pouring water into a bottle that's already filled and it starts to flow out, it's not the new water that's flowing out. It's the old water that was already in there that's being forced up and then it's bubbling out. So essentially, when I kept saying yes to everything, all the yeses that I had originally put in there that were of utmost importance, they started to rise to the top and then they were ultimately forced out of my bucket. So the things that I deemed important are now spilling out and being replaced by the things that didn't need to be there. All the extra stuff, all the things that I didn't necessarily need in life, right? I didn't need to take advantage of every single free opportunity. And it's funny because as I said that, I remind myself of what I would tell my husband. When he said, oh, you know, these were on sale, it was buy one, get one free. And I was like, babe, just because it was on sale didn't mean that you need it. How about them apples? While this all these opportunities were free, it was not meant for me, solely me, to take advantage of it. It just meant that, oh wow, there are some opportunities out here that maybe I need to archive and circle back around later on and see what other opportunities they have later on down the line when I have more capacity, when I have more room, when I have a less of a full bucket. But instead, I just decided, like, it's free. I'm gonna put this in my shopping buggy because you guess what? When I check out, it's only gonna be one item that is being charged. But how important is it for you to get that one item? See, I've already started on my doctorate. I was gonna essentially learn some things that were very valuable. I had already started my nonprofit, and while I wanted to flourish, I needed to figure out if I wanted my education to flourish right now, and then I can be solely dedicated to working on my nonprofit, or did I want to just solely focus on my nonprofit and then eventually get to my doctorate? I needed to decide that, okay, I'm a special ed teacher right now who's working on her doctorate. Do I really need to be focusing on being a gifted teacher as well? How important is it to be a gifted teacher? You know how to be a gifted teacher. You can always go back and become certified. They offer this every year. But instead, I decided to keep pouring into that bucket, guys, pouring into it. And I see a lot of people who are doing it. And I'm not saying this just because, oh, this is something that's so profound, or because I'm like, I'm a life coach and I need to share this information with the world, which I do. I don't want to see other people go down the road that I have taken. Stress is real. I have dealt with stress in a couple of different ways. When I was younger, I had suicidal thoughts. Never acted on it, but I had suicidal thoughts because I felt the pressure of the world was just too great. Only to become older and realize that the pressures that I felt were self-induced. I thought that I had to live up to what everyone else thought that I said that I needed to do instead of making a path for myself. And so some of those really bad habits that I taught myself then, they're still lurking around in my adult life. And then as an adult, I realized that, you know what? When I start feeling some kind of way, y'all, I'm sorry that I have to always put that crying voice there, but I do. But I started to feel like, okay, every time I feel some kind of way, I need to eat something. And if you follow me on social media, especially on TikTok, I put a lot of crazy, whimsical, silly things on TikTok because that's the place where I feel like I can put things there. But I did put a video there recently that says, I've had conversations with my doctor and I'm like, I really feel like I have a chewing disorder. And I'll tell you guys, it's a true thing. While I made a big funny about it on TikTok, it's a truthful thing. I've had a conversation where I'm like, I feel like I have a chewing disorder. I feel like I'm always having to chew on something. I am a chronic gum chewer. When I don't have gum in my mouth, I automatically start to bite on my lip, where I've had literally the reason why I wear lipstick these days is because as long as I have lipstick on, I don't want to mess it up and I will not bite my lip. I don't have that urge to bite my lip. But I still have the urge to chew. So I buy gum like smokers buy cigarettes. It's funny, but it's real. And it's a psychological thing. It is also a thing that I've resorted to because of stress. And so I'm trying to figure out the best way to handle stress. And it's me learning boundaries. What did I say that he said? The power of no, it's real. Because I'm refusing to say no, I'm saying yes to everything else that should be getting fulfilled with my no's. Like I should be saying yes to the things that are going to fill me, that are important, that's going to check off the list that I made for myself and not just busy me. Not just say, oh, I have a lot of stuff. Or as Tamar Braxton would say, is it Tamar or is it Nene? Your girl is booked. I don't want to be booked. I want to be whole. I want to be sane. I don't want to be booked and be tired. I want to be booked with purpose, with intent, and have energy left to do the things that are most important to me. I don't want to look back on my day and be like, oh my God, I did nothing. But yet I did a bunch of little bitty things that did not equate to doing the things that I really wanted to do. I know that it's hard to, especially if you're someone like myself, and I call myself an overachiever, and I'm also a perfectionist, and I'm also a people pleaser. And when you have those three components together, it's hard to fight the urge to say yes to people. It's hard to even say no to the things that you know you need to say no to. Like for me, I'm like, oh, wow, I really wanted to do this, so I'm going to do it. Oh, wow, I really want like to do this, so I'm going to do it. I even struggle with, I want this podcast. And it's not because I want to say, oh, I'm a podcaster. I want this podcast because it started off as a type of oral diary for myself. And I've published this and I've put it out there for other people. And people hit me up and they say, wow, what you had to say helped me. And so I feel like this is my ministry. And so that is why I've changed some of the things that I'm doing. But at the same time, if I can't deliver it the way that I'm supposed to and wanted to, then either I have to revamp it or I need to take it out of my bucket, right? Because I don't want it to be sitting in the bottom of my bucket and then me continuously pouring other things on top of it for it to float up to the top and be pushed out. So I'm going to work on it. I'm a work in progress. I am a work in progress. But I want you to also be a work in progress. I want you to really focus on the work that needs to be done. If you are similar to myself, prioritize the things in your life. What can you do now and what things can you wait to later? If you have a hard time figuring those things out, seek professional help. No shade. Get a therapist. You can even get a life coach. I have a life coach myself and a therapist. They don't focus on the same things at the same time, but they do overlap, which is awesome. Find an accountability partner, someone who's going to say, no, you said that you're going to do this. You're sort of deviating away from the original goal and focus. Don't allow your bucket to get so full that things start to waste out that you really want it, or things get so heavy that it's hard for you to carry without spillage. I encourage you to carpe diem. Seize today. The things that are most important, do them today. I know some people are like, you're not supposed to put things off till tomorrow, but some things are not deemed important for today. They're important for the future. And if you can hold off so that your bucket is not too full, do so. And until next time, guys, this is Just Call Me J. Nicole, and I'm out. Hey guys, hey, thank you so much for tuning in and listening into this week's episode. As I've already said, I truly, truly appreciate you guys for just being here and listening to the sound of my voice. As always, please stay connected with me. Make sure you're following me so that you can get the latest and the greatest episodes that I drop every Wednesday for you. Just you. Yes, yes you. And make sure you're connecting with me on all of my social media platforms. I'm on IG and Twitter, as well as Facebook. On Facebook and IG, I'm on there as Just Call Me J. Nicole, and that's JustCallMe, the letter J, Nicole. And on Twitter, yeah, they just wouldn't let me be great. So there I am, Call Me J. Nicole. And again, that's CallMe, the letter J, Nicole. And thanks again so very much from my heart to your ears for taking the time to listen to me. And until next Wednesday, be blessed and stay safe out there.